Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 107 talking about the doorway. Shmuel says everything taught as involving no liability on the Shabbos involves no liability to a chatas, yet it is rabbinically forbidden, except for three cases which involve no liability and also permitted. They are, one of them is this case, the trapping of a deer. Generally, trapping an animal through sitting in an open doorway of a room containing an animal is forbidden on Shabbos. A Mishnah teaches that if one person was already completely blocking the door, when a second person sits down next to him, even if the first person arises and leaves, the second person is permitted to remain where he is. Shmuel teaches us that although exempt, usually means that he is biblically exempt from machatas, yet it is rabbinically forbidden. Here it is completely permitted. The Gemara explains that the way we know that he is exempt and it is permitted is because the second clause of the Mishnah teaches what is this compared to. It is to one who locks his house to guard it, and a deer is thereby found to be guarded inside. It follows that it means he is exempt and it is permitted, for the case of locking the house is definitely permitted. This is the first case the Gemara is talking about here, but I want to focus on this, bringing to mind the idea of how not only is it permitted to lock the house, but it is imperative and extremely important. Nowadays, there are many areas where people might feel super safe, and it's wonderful to feel super safe and to feel super okay with where you're living. But remember that we're still living in Gullus, and we're still living in a land, or those of us who are not living in Israel, even if we are in Israel, it's not technically fully, because Mashiach had not come yet, has not come yet. We should realize that wherever we are, we should always make sure to lock our houses. We should make sure there's safety involved. We do our shtadlus. We can't only rely on nisim. We can't rely on miracles. We can't say, I'm not going to have locks, I'm not going to have alarms, I'm not going to have safety features. We always have to have safety features. But we should realize that even though it is permitted to lock our houses and to worry about our houses, we should also realize on a top level that this is not really the end all and be all. This is not really the house we really need to have. Even if you have a beautiful house in America, you have a huge house in America, and you feel like it's the most beautiful mansion that Hashem will ever give you on this earth, it's not really where we're supposed to be. Pashut is that we need to be in Israel. That's the real land. That's the real place we're supposed to be. We shouldn't get too comfortable in our houses. We shouldn't get too complacent, feels too safe that we can never leave our houses, but we should feel that this is a temporary existence. This is a temporary dwelling, not only living in Gaulis until we come back to Mashiach, but this whole world is really a temporary existence. So don't feel too safe in the realm of your mindset. Don't feel too safe in the realm of your spirituality and your physicality that this is where we're supposed to be. First of all, this is not the right land to be. We have to all make it to Israel as soon as we can. Hopefully Mashiach comes and brings us there as fast as possible. But also, this life that we live is a temporal one. We should be zochet of 120 years, but it's not the real existence. We work hard. We do toil with our jobs to make money, to provide, and we should be complacent with what we have, but also we're doing it so we could get those mitzvahs, get the Torah learning, get the chesed, because this is not the real world. The next world is the real world. Do as much work as you can here to feel safe and secure in the next world. Remember, the Gemara talks about feeling safe and locking up the house and making sure you're safe and talking about doorways. This world is a doorway, is a prosbor, is an antechamber to the next world, which is the real existence. So get ready. Hopefully we'll all make it to Israel, the real land to live in, where we should really feel safe and secure. And hopefully that the next existence will come after 120 years of doing a lot of hard work. And we should all feel Yemot HaMashiach speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 108 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.